This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، يقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، my dear beloved, respected brothers and sisters, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make us from the people who listen and apply. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Anytime we hear about an investment opportunity, we become all ears, especially if it's a profitable one. And when we find out that it's a halal and also you can make money, we always recommend it to one another. Today, insha'Allah ta'ala, in this short khutbah, we will be discussing some of the most important and beneficial investments you could ever have, you could ever think about. قال الله عز وجل. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Yasin, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى نَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا وَآثَارَهُمْ وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ فِي إِمَامٍ مُبِينٍ. We bring back the people from the death. We give them life again. And وَنَكْتُبُ, and we record two things: everything they have done and their traces. And everything is in a clear record, very clear record. My brothers and sisters, from this ayah, we conclude that our records will include two things. First, whatever I have done above this ground, whether it's good or evil, and whatever I led for others to do good or evil after my death or during my life. This is what is going to be recorded. The people are divided into three groups after death. After death, people are divided into three groups. The first group is that his or her book are sealed. No good deeds written after their death, and no evil deeds written. Their tongue stopped from remembering Allah. Their limbs stopped from Salat and Siyam and Hajj and Umrah. Their tongue stopped from reading the Quran, from making dua. Everything stops after their death. That's the first group. Then the second group are people who wronged themselves. And they introduced something evil to humanity, or participated in promoting something evil to humanity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لِيَحْمِلُوا أَوْزَارَهُمْ كَامِلَةً يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَمِنْ أَوْزَارِ الَّذِينَ يُضِلُّونَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ أَلَا سَاءَ مَا يَزِرُونَ. And they will bear their own burdens in full on the day of judgment, and also the burdens of those whom they misled without them knowing, the burdens of the ones they misled without them knowing. Evil indeed that which they shall bear. So these people, not only they will get the evil deeds of the sins they have committed, but they will also get the evil deeds of everyone they taught a sin, everyone they promoted or encouraged him or her to do a sin. They are under the ground in the grave, and the record of evil deeds is multiplying. Can you imagine the person who invented the cigarette? Till the day of judgment, everyone who smokes, everyone who sells smokes, he will be getting the evil deeds. And so on with anything that is evil. Can you imagine? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah, when I read this hadith, I said, Allahu Akbar. He said, in the meaning of every crime that takes place on earth, Qabil will get part of the sin because he started killing. Can you imagine how many crimes till the day of judgment? Qabil will get the, he is the one who initiated, started the concept of killing, the first crime. So whosoever starts something that is evil, he will get all the sins of whomsoever followed him or her till the day of judgment. They did not know, like the ayah said, they have no clue. They did not know that this will mislead so many people, not only while I'm alive, but also after my death. Someone introduced a new brand of alcohol and it became very popular. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. My brothers and sisters, then they're the third group, which I beg Allah Azza wa Jal to make us all among them. These are the real true investors. These are people who are not only righteous themselves, but they also extended their righteousness to others. ليس فقط صالحين بل مصلحين. They are not only righteous, but they are the ones who love to see righteousness spread. These are the true investors. They knocked at every door of good, rushed to every path of khair. These are the ones who understood and applied the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he said, الدال على الخير كفاعله من دل على خير فله أجر فاعله. The one who guide to the khair, to the good, he will get the same exact reward. Another narration, without their reward being diminished in any form. These are the peoples and the true investors. These are the real investors. These are what we call the long-term investors. These are the people whom understood and applied the hadith when Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إِذَا مَاتَ ابْنَ آدَمْ إِنْقَطَعْ عَمَلَهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ. When the son of Adam dies, all his deeds will cease, will stop, except for three things. These people understood and invested in these three things. صدقة جارية, a continuous charity. علم ينتفع به, a knowledge that is beneficial. And ولد صالح يدعو له, a righteous child, a righteous child that is making dua for him or her. My brothers and sisters, these are the people whom their good deeds, whom their good deeds record keep on rising, and Allah is pleased with them. These are the people who are now, even though they are lying helpless in under the ground, their rewards are increasing above the ground. These are the true investors. These are the people who invested, if you look at the three things, continuous charity. This person used his wealth and he used his knowledge and he used himself. His wealth for the charity and his knowledge to leave something beneficial after, and himself having children that will make dua for them after. Sadaqa jariya. Let's take them one by one. An ongoing charity. I see a brother, a poor man, and I give him $50. I will be rewarded, but that $50 will end when he finishes the food he ate, the bill he paid. That's a sadaqah, and great, and we should do a lot of it. But it's not a sadaqah jariyah. It's not a continuous charity. A continuous charity is when I see a masjid like this, or any masjid that is vibrant and helping others to come to the deen. Shahadas are taking place. Huffaz of the Kitabullah are graduating. People are changing their life. And invest in such a masjid. Everything that happened. Can you imagine the people who have established this masjid, and some of them have already departed. May Allah have mercy on their souls. Can you imagine all the ajr they are getting, and they will get till the day of judgment as long as this masjid is running? Building a masjid or participating in building a masjid. You don't have to be the only person that donated to build the masjid. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to show us the importance of participating, he said, whomsoever build a masjid as big as the nest of a cat, he will get a house in Jannah. So I participated in building a masjid. I participated in building an Islamic school and supporting an Islamic school. I participated in building a hospital that benefited humanity. I built an orphanage for all the orphans. All these, as long as they are operating, I will get an ajr. I will get the reward after I long departed. That's why, ya akhwan, one of the greatest gifts that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us is that he told us, if we do something to our parents after their departure, the reward will get to them. You know what happens? Because we go to so many funerals, at the moment of the burial, the family of the deceased, the sons and the daughters, crying hysterically, and at that moment, they want to build everything for their parents. I am so sad to say, 1 week, that feeling is gone and nothing is built. If your parents have departed, or if your parents are still alive, a well that's giving water to the people. Can you imagine you go to your father and he's still alive, and you say, Baba, you see this beautiful picture of this well in India, in Bangladesh, in Africa? Me and my brothers, me and my sisters, me and my siblings, we built it for you. Wallahi, as a father, this is the best gift you could ever give me. First, you showed me that you are thinking about me and I'm still alive. And you could imagine what I would think you would do for me after my death. Because after the death is more rewarding. Why? Because I did not get anything in return. That hug that I gave my son, he did not get it after my death. So it was sincerely for my mother, sincerely for my father. So I beg you, if you have not done anything for your parents, please rush, race. Imagine they are in the grave and they were among the people that nothing is coming. And then all of a sudden, the hasanat start multiplying. Who's this? What happened, ya Allah? Like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, a man is lifted, is upgraded in Jannah. Ya Allah, what happened? Your son in dunya is making dua for you. Allahu Akbar. قولوا قولي هذا استغفر الله فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله وحده الصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. والله, my beloved brothers and sisters, I want you to take this khutbah very serious. Before we all stand here and we say صلاة الجنازة and we mention your name, and then I don't want myself and you to be from the people, ya Allah, bring me back. I want to do all these things. It will be too late. Second, knowledge, beneficial knowledge. Either I personally left, or I distributed, or I participated in distributing. That will continue to give me good deeds as long as that knowledge is being benefited from. For example, and I was so touched when someone took Shahada the other day and two brothers were fighting, who's gonna teach him Salah? Me, no me. They're fighting because they are true investors. This guy, every rak'ah he prays, they will get the ajr. And if he has family that become Muslims and he taught them the salat, all of that is in his scale. They understood what does investment mean. And it kills me when I beg the brother, can you go teach this brother, new brother, wudu? Allah Sheikh, what? Do you know what kind of investment is this? You should thank the Sheikh who gave you this opportunity. Literally thank the Sheikh. Every single one of us does not have to be a revert. I teach someone how to read the Quran. Ya Arab, my brothers and sisters, the Arab, you know how to read the Quran. Allah blessed you. Take a non-Arab and tell him, Habibi, I want to invest. Can I invest in you? I want to teach you how to read Arabic, how to read the Quran. Every day, 15 minutes after Fajr. Can you imagine? This person will teach his son and his daughter and so on, and you are getting all this reward. You taught someone Salat. You taught someone Dua. All of that is in your scale. Can you imagine the reward of Bukhari? Can you imagine the reward of Abu Huraira? Can you imagine the reward of Abu Hanifa, rahimahumullah? Hundreds, maybe 1,000 years passed until this day. The record is moving. Till this day, the record is moving. My brothers and sisters, the fathers and the mothers, listen carefully. Do not let anyone teach your children the Fatiha. They can teach them all the Quran, but the Fatiha is yours. Can you imagine I'm giving this ajr 17 times a day, and this child will teach his children till the day of judgment, and the reward is going for the teacher? Why, ya Habibi? The Fatiha only, the rest, let the teacher do it. But the Fatiha, no one teaches my son. No one teaches my son, my daughter, the Fatiha except me. I'm the investor. Every time they recite the Fatiha and I'm long gone, the record is moving. How can I let this go to someone else? Would you give such an amount of wealth to someone else just like that? This is a huge long-term investment. Tajweed, makharij, all that, bismillah, put them in schools, let the teachers teach it. But the Fatiha, Baba, it's mine. Salat is mine. I'm teaching you the Salat, Baba. I'm teaching you the Salat. Let the Imam teach you other things, but the Salat is mine. And the last one is a righteous child. Walad Salih. Rasulullah ﷺ did not say any child that will make dua for him. He said Walad Salih, and that includes a son and daughter. Righteous child. As long as that righteous child is making dua, they will be getting the ajr and the reward. Every sajda, ya akhwan, every other sajda, whatever you can, don't ever forget your parents with this simple, simple favor. رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لَهُمَا وَارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Ask Allah to forgive them. Ask Allah to have mercy on them. Just like they raised us when we were children. Someone might say, but ya Sheikh, I did something wrong. I taught someone how to do drugs. I encouraged someone to drink alcohol in the past. And oh, this guy opened the liquor store. Am I getting all these sins? My brother, repent. Alhamdulillah that there is something called tawbah. Repent to Allah Azza wa Jal and beg Him to forgive you. Beg Him to forgive you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is tawwabun rahim. My brothers and sisters, this is a call to rush, literally to rush and invest before the time is up. The angel of death does not text, does not send an email, does not call and say, I'm coming. He just shows up. Let's invest as much as we can while we are still above the ground to make this home under the ground full of light and the blessing. Ali radiallahu anhu arda, he said a very beautiful statement. Al-yawm amal wala hisab. Wa ghadan hisab wala amal. Today, we do all these actions, but we do not see the accountability. And on the day of judgment, it's accountability, but there's no more room to do anything. My brothers and sisters, the question that I want to leave myself and you with is, if we die tomorrow, which one of these groups we will be among? The people whom their sins and deeds stopped, or the ones whom their sins were multiplying, or the ones whose good deeds are multiplying? May Allah make us from the last one. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وأسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all our students that are standing against injustice. May Allah protect all our students that are standing against injustice. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us help them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give victory to our brothers and sisters all over the world. اللهم انصر إخواننا في غزة يا رب. اللهم انصر إخواننا في غزة. اللهم انصر إخواننا في غزة. اللهم ثبت أقدامهم. اللهم ثبت أقدامهم. اللهم تقبل شهداءهم. اللهم داوي جرحاهم واشفي مرضاهم. اللهم رب العالمين أغث المسلمين في كل مكان. يا مغيث يا مغيث أغث إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وقوموا إلى صلاتكم. I can keep this both. Please, brothers, come from the main hall, from the hall and to the main hall and the both rooms, and fill up the main hall, foot to foot, shoulder to shoulder. Look down, make sure your heels on the line. Sisters, please do the same, heels on the line.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala as-salah. Hayya 'ala al-falah. Qad qamat as-salah. Qad qamat as-salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. لا إله إلا الله.
استووا اعتدلوا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون. وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين. ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها والله خبير بما تعملون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله.